Okay, before doing today's daf, you might want to download the Balamor's pshat on the earlier sugya that we did so much preparations for, and that's available under on the site. Okay, back to today's daf. Today's daf is daf Chof Beis, and we're holding still in the Mishnah Chof Aleph Omid Beis. We've been talking about in the previous Mishnah being Mechalal Shabbos to go ahead and to give the testimony, Chilul Shabbos consisting of perhaps only Yitziyah Chutz L'Tchum, we'll see in a later Mishnah, and also certainly Mechamer to allow an animal to carry, but perhaps according to some, not Mamish Chilul Shabbos, by a person who would carry something. Arbam is Brishas Arabi, and so on and so forth. But again, this is a machlokas. But we saw that we're Mechalal Shabbos. Now, at what point is it important for me to be Mechalal Shabbos? The moon's up there in the sky. I'm sitting here in the middle of the town square. Everybody's looking at the moon, pointing at the moon. Hey, look, there's a new Mechalal. So big me decides, the world rests on my shoulders. I'm going to go to business. What's the matter with you? I mean, we all see it. What do you think, they're stupid over there? They can't see it too. What do you got to go be Mechalal Shabbos for? So, says the Mishnah, Tana Kama says, doesn't matter how clear that moon was. If you're ready to go and testify in front of Beis Din, go out and go to where the Beis Din is. Rabbi Yossi Omer, what's the point? If everybody is seeing it, I mean, don't worry about it. They'll find out. It once happened that more than 40 pairs of Adim came to be made. It's a question over here among the Mefarshim whether this means Dafkan Shabbos, the event was, and we were worried about the Chilul Shabbos, or whether it was Bichlal that he held that there was no point in going to be made. V'ikvam Rabbi Akiva Balot. Rabbi Akiva said, what do we need so many people for? Send a couple of guys. Sholach lo Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel sent him from Yavna and said, look, that kind of behavior, you can't stop people from coming. So next time, why will he bother coming? I thought it was a big shot to go, yeah. And then it turned out that it made me feel like a total idiot. I was wasting my time. So then in the end, in the cases where you really do need witnesses, the people are embarrassed. They're going to put themselves in a position where they're just going to be turned back. Forget it.
This will seem to be much more that Wally and the mission is nowhere near the Wally Airport. It seems like more like towards the boundary where it's around
that. It depends what direction they were coming from. Okay. If they were coming from to Yavne, from the north.
To Yavne.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a one-day journey. That's all that.
that would be fine. You can make it. Okay. We'll see later on in the Gemara that, of course, Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have done such a thing and so on. So, my mash for the high alila. First problem is the language. Bein shenir eb the alil. What does an alil have to do with it? Apparently, we're using the word alil as clear, absolutely. Everybody sees it and so on, right? How do you know that word means lishna demigli, something that's wide open and not given to misinterpretation? Look, I could show you where we find this in Tehillim. It's used in that fashion. Imarot Hashem amarot orot kesef tsaruf ba'alil la'aretz mizukak shivatayim. So ba'alil la'aretz means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words are open to the whole. It's very clear what is intent and his imreis in the Torah are. Rabbi Shmuel, the Girsa over here seems to be confused. To say Chad Omar at this point doesn't make sense. The correct Girsa is probably Rabbi Shmuel de Amrei Karvayu, and then later on they split about certain implications. So, Rabbi Shmuel Damre Tarvayo Chamishim Shari Bina Nivru Ba'elam. There are 50 gates of understanding that were created. V'chulam nitnuna Moshe chaser achad. 49 out of those 50 were given to Meshra Bina. Shnei Emar, v'tachsereyu mi'at mi'elohim. So in other words, the Arboim Sha'arei Bina, we're talking about the Shivatayim. Shivatayim is Sheva Shevi'iyot. Right? That's instead of saying Sheva. So Shivatayim means we've got 7 times 7 is 49. Well, what's the pshat that he was, how do we know, maybe that's all there was? Because it says, V'tachzereu ma'at mi'elohim. You made him a little bit less from that which was created by God. So he was given one less. The pasuk is mashma ma'at. That means in total there's 50. Others say the pshat is that the getter of a share bina is that it provides for you an awareness. Each shahr is a deeper awareness of existence, so that at the 50th shahr you would be aware of Elohim. So v'tachzereu mi'at mi'Elohim is your one step away from a full awareness of God. Not that he is one step away from being like a malach who is called also Elohim. Now here is where we split. Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Bikesh Koheles is the pshat. So here what we said before that they were was a machlokes Bikesh Koheles Limso Divrei Chefetz. So Rav and Shmuel say that differently. Chad Amar, one says, what does it mean that Koheles wanted to find something which he didn't find? Bikesh Koheles Liyot Kemoshe. He thought that he could be on the Darga of Moshe. So then, Yatztabatko Vamralo, Uchtov Yosher Divrei Emet. It's already written. The right thing is written in the Torah. In the Torah it says, Lokam Navi Od B'Yisrael K'Moshe. So how are you going to be like Moshe? V'chad Omar, the other man, the Omar said, between Rav and Shmuel, here's where the Chad and Chad makes sense. V'chad Omar, that actually, it's not a problem, because the Pasuk says, Lokam Navi Od B'Yisrael K'moshe, which means the Nevi'im Lokam. Fine. The Darga of Nevi'ut, I accept that I can't be like Moshe. But Bimlachim, come. So to come to a Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of how it is that he communicates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that Chochmah is given to him on those lines, but to be a Chochmah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and to understand from understanding that he was able to do. So therefore, that can't be the meaning of the pasuk. Bikesh Koheles Limso Divrei Chefetz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Kesuv Yosher Divrei Emes. There's no steering between the two. And that's why Rashi says, and the Rambam says, when he's describing the getter of Mashiach, so he actually brings these two in Yoni. That is a Navi Kimat on the Darga of Moshe, and Chacham, which is what we always say, the Chacham Mikol Adam, we have Koheleth. It's two different darkies.
The Tefila Yigdal Elokim Chai seems to be Koheleth in this Gemara, but there it says, they'll come be Yisrael Kamoshe. Oh, it doesn't say the word Navi there.
Next word is Navi. The next word is Navi.
Navi. Navi.
Navi. That's right. Navi. Navi. Navi.
It
was never
Navi. Kamoshe. Oh,
Shalafarish. No, it's not a Shalafarish. That's the explanation. Lokam Kamoshe, who was Navi Umabit.
I'm not saying that. Lokam is Kamoshe. I know that no one, even a Melech, cannot come Kamoshe.
Guys, we got to move on. Okay, so therefore, what is the Pshad? Elamad, Imekayem. All right, if you give me another tea, you can have another turn. That's what then is the meaning. It means literally, divrei chefetz is the meaning that the person has a sense in his heart what he wants out of life, right? This is my chefetz, you have to argue with me. So that's a level of insight into himself. So what it means over here is, bikesh kohelet ladun dinim shebaleiv. He wanted to follow his sense of reality. So a guy would come, and there would be a question, psak halacha, and he would feel who was right. So even without witnesses, I believe this guy. I see he's telling the truth, and this person isn't telling the truth, and the paskin halacha is based on that. Comes out now, a basko, yasta batsko vamralo, excuse me, Mr. Shlomo. V'chatuv yosha divrei emet. It says in the Sefer Torah the truth about life. Al pi shnayim edim and so on. If you want to don a din, you do it according to the way the Torah says. Now getting back to the Mishnah. Ma'aseh shavru yoter mi-arba'im zug mi-ikvan Rabbi Akiva. In the Brisa says Rabbi Yehuda chas v'chalila. She Rabbi Akiva ikvan. I think Rabbi Akiva would be ma'akiv the Eden. He wasn't aware of the fact that that would be a disaster in terms of the future. It was this guy Shizpah. He was the mayor of Gader. So he was Rosh Hashanah Gader Ikvan. Rabbi Amliel said, this guy is already getting out of his Gader. Horidu migdulato. It's interesting because he wanted to do it. The reason that he wouldn't let him go is to make a Gader. But Rabbi Amliel was saying that, no, Hanarabba. To make a Gader, that there shouldn't be a Pagam in Ages, you have to bedafka let them go. So he certainly is not a good mayor for Gader. We have to find somebody else. So, Avubno, Shira'u et HaChodesh, Yelchu. Fact, you have a father and a son. They should both go. I mean, we can't take a father and a son. They're usually related. So, well, listen, we don't make a Mishaverach based on that. But we assume they're related. Lorshim et starfim zeimza. It's not that the Bezdin will accept that. The reason that they should both go is she'im yipasel echad mehem yitztaref hashini imacher. If one of them turns out to be posel, so there's all kinds of ways you could be posel. We find out that you play dice all the time, you make a lot of money, you know. All kinds of interesting things, as we'll see. Or he might be found posel in terms of the testimony. He was unable to give over the information properly, and we caught him in a contradiction. Not that he meant it, but yes, Abba.
What if the son sees it at 9 o'clock, and then the father claims he sees it at 10? Is that the same Avis?
And we'll see about that. How much differentiation of time we're going to come to talk about that? Does it really over here? It depends really on the angle, not at the hour. Depends on the angle vis-a-vis the sun. I have to describe, but we're getting there. Let's wait till we get there. So we will not accept both of them, but we need to have backup. So one of them will be backup for the other one, and we're assuming there'll be other people coming in. Maybe there'll only be one other person, so we're going to need the backup to be mitzdar for that one other person. Yitztaref ha-shani imacher. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I got news for you. An av ubno have no problem for Kiddush HaChodesh, and we will accept them as testimony. We don't accept it for testimony that has to do with issues between people and so on. But for Kiddush HaChodesh, I'll prove to you, and we'll see from the Gemara how he knows it, that there's no psul of being a korov when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh. Omer Rebbe Yossi, well, let me tell you, at Maaseh B'tuv Yaharof, Eishara HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim, look, here's the story. There was a famous guy, Tuvia Rofi was quite famous. He was walking with his son and his Eved, who had already freed, who now was basically a ger. And they came to the Bezdin Shokhanim that were in Yerushalayim, and they accepted Otov et Beno, and they passed the Eved. The Bezdin Shokhanim was always very makbar on Yichus. They held that we're only going to be Makabel Edus that is Miucheset be Israel, and they wouldn't accept the Edus of a Ger. But then, he thought like you. And the Bezdin over there thought like you. Now, when they went, in fact, to the Bezdin Agudal, they said no. It's actually, they accepted the testimony of him and the Eved, and they would not accept the testimony of the son. So that you see, this is a mistake, I understand. It's odd to say what you're saying. And if you want to go to the Bezdin Shalkonim, which is not going to help you too much, they'll agree with you. But the halacha is not like that. And the Bezdin Agudal, they were dochet. Omer Rabbi Levi, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that there's no psul of kirva when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh between the Eden? Dechtiva yomer Hashem el Moshe el Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Last I heard, Moshe and Aaron were related. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to two brothers, Moshe and Aaron, he says, Eidutzu tehek shera b'chem. So that means that the two of them could go ahead and be made on the new moon. Hey, that's a pretty good idea, actually. Well, what's the other tzad to disagree with this? For Rabbanan, it doesn't mean that the shera b'chem, it means Eidutzu tehmesur l'chem. What God was talking about going to be made, God was talking about being a judge. So he's saying, basically, people like you, who are smuchim, chachomim, and so on, they're kosher to accept the witnesses. Who says that they're kosher to be the witnesses? Omer Rabbi Yossi, Maaseh B'tuvia HaRofei, and so on and so forth. Comes along Rav Chanan bar Rava, and he says, look, you can forget the whole part about that. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. We have Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, who describes an actual Maaseh Shaya, that they came to Bezdin and Bezdin refused to accept it. The Atamrit, and you're running around saying, Halachic Rabbi Shimon? Well, you're ignoring the Mishnah? Oh, my Lord, wait, just hold on a second. Right? Not good enough for you, huh? Azilin Sagin Amrit Kamedarav, I can tell you. I was saying over it exactly what I said. I said it over to Rav, Hilchatzak Rabbi Shimon. Well, it was good enough for Rav. V'lo Amar Li V'lo Davar. He never complained. For you, all of a sudden, it's not good enough. Oh, Malay, wait a second. Very suspicious. Hechi Tanita. Can you tell me exactly how you said over the Mishnah? Oh, Malay, so you said it over to Mipcha, backwards. That it was Rabbi Shimon, actually, who was the one who said that it's not Mitzvah. So when he was paskening like Rabbi Shimon, he was paskening like Rabbi Yossi. So he set them up. Okay, that's very good. Mishumachi, lo amalacha v'lo mina. I mean, since you had the Mishnah in the opposite way, so therefore, when you paskin the Ilchasek Rabbi Shimon, you were basically paskin Ilchasek Rabbi Yossi, which is correct. Okay, you didn't tell me that part. I thought you had the Mishnah the same way the rest of us do. Omar Tavi Berei Demari Tavi Omar Marukva Meshmuel Ilchatak Rabbi Shimon. Again, Ilchatak Rabbi Shimon, the way that we had it reversed, which is the same as saying Ilchasek Rabbi Yossi. That's not clear. That's a network connection. Rabbi Shimon, the way we have it, is Nitcha in the Mishnah. There was another Girsa of the Mishnah that had the Mandiyom in the opposite. Rabbi Yossi was the one who says that there's no Psalm. Rabbi Shimon says there is a Psalm. That there is a Psalm. So? The Elohim Psulin, I mean, besides the obvious Psulin of Yerais and so on, you say maybe be fine Psulin. There are additional Psulin that the Rabbonin said were possible. So one would be a Mesachet Bekuvia. Somebody who plays dice. Plays dice, takes money from the other guy, and he has no right to take that money if you hold a Smachta Lo Kanya. Remember, there's a Machlokas about whether a Smachta Kanya or not. The truth is, there's a Machlokas about that Machlokas, but let's take it, Kipshuta. Asmakta lo kanya means you went ahead and put down money on something which you thought was going to work out the way you wanted it to work out. You're really not very happy of losing. So when the other guy takes the money, he's basically stealing it from you. Now, Midiraisa, Rashi learns like this. The MS, if you hold asmakta lo kanya, he's really taking the money, be'isser Midiraisa. But he's not called a Goslin Midiraisa, because a Goslin, we learn out from a Pasik, means somebody who grabs something out of your hand, like Zolot HaChanit. So you grab it from the prayer, you didn't grab it from the prayer, he gave it to you. But you know perfectly well he doesn't really want to give it to you. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. It's a big machlok said about this. It's not really our sugya so much. Others learn that in Achinami, it's going, if you hold this machta lokani, it would be even Midiraisa. Over here, it's because it's Machta Kanya. Nonetheless, they're in a Bekiyim. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin goes through, but it's not our Sugi here. That since a person like this, who plays dice, lives off of his gambling, is not considered to be Miyeshuva Shalaylo. He's not part of the way the world works. He makes all his money on trading. So basically, he does nothing for the world, and he gambles all the time. So if that's the case, so what does he know about the way the rest of the world lives, where money means something to people and so on? And it's all paper. It's all basically
easy come, easy go.
It's all paper money. There's no reality. So you say a little lie here and there. I mean, so it cost the guy $100 million. What's the difference? That happens to me every day. I mean, it's just numbers on a computer screen, right? So because of that, not in the key of Yeshua Shalom, the Rabbanon answered it. Milave beribis, people who lend money on ribis. Some say milve ribit, but I don't believe it. Mafriche yonim. Then you have the cockfighter people. You know, in those days they had they were a little bit nicer about it, so they had homing pigeons, and they would release their homing pigeons. Who gets there faster? Nice kind of race. That's certainly a lot more adin than the horse races. So charei shavit. I guess it's not quite as exciting. So charei shavit, people that are willing to go over on the yisr of doing business. The Torah says la achla. And instead, he went ahead with skora. We darshan only lachla, not the skora. And so, because we're afraid that such a person is so involved in money, he's willing to do averis. So we're afraid that maybe someone will hire him to say it is sheker also. The avadim, and also avadim. This means not avadim mishuchor, not the case of tuv yarofe, an eved who doesn't have a din of a complete yisro yet. An edus that a woman wouldn't be acceptable for, an eved is not acceptable for. But, says the Gemara, but an edus that an isha is ksherala, something that a woman is acceptable for, afein ksherala, then they too would be acceptable, right? Amar Rav Ashi, you know what this proves? So to merit gazlan de divrayem ksherim leidut isha. From here you see, it says all the above cases. So that would mean that a gazlan, the divrayim, like the cases that we had over here of the Misach Pekuvian, Mefricha Yainim, who is considered to be midrabbanan a gazlan, that takes money from other people, nonetheless would be kosher for that which a woman is kosher. So what is a woman kosher? Edus Isha. Edus Isha does not mean edus that a woman is kosher for. Edus Isha means edus about a woman that her husband had died. Since her husband was overseas, can she get married? The Chachomim allowed any testimony to be acceptable in order to be matir, the saguna, because we are semech on her own investigations as well, so that she can then go ahead and get married, even though it's only an eved that was being made.
Look at the highly commissioner.
Nishra ata chodesh. The enoya chola halech. Suppose he sees the moon, but he can't walk. Something's wrong with him. He's not used to going up the mountain every morning and doing those mountain climbing. He doesn't know how to walk all the way to Yerushalayim or Yavna, wherever it is. Well, look, you know, tola chamor. You put him on a donkey, and just get moving. Well, filo b'mita. Even if he's sick, you need to put him on a stretcher. Now here it's a machlokas. Does that mean you can carry the stretcher? I mean you put the stretcher on the donkey? Because in that case you're only going to be over there on the machamer, not on actually doing the malacha yourself. The imtsode lahem, if you've got people that are going to waylay them, so lokhim biyadan machlot, you could take some laser weapons with you, blasters, carry them too. And Mr. President, it's cold out there. How about if it's like very far away? You can take along a lunch bag. Because after all, you've got a whole night and day up until the very end of the day, if you get there in enough time, that your bezdin will still be in session. Tear your testimony, you'll be Mechal Shabbos. And you go out, Leidut HaChodesh. Why is this so important? Shenemar. Ela Moadei Hashem Ashit Grota B'Moadam, and Moadam means even on Shabbos, and even though there are lots of people that are waiting to waylay these Edus, why would they be waiting to waylay them after all? Because as we'll see in the next parak, there was a whole movement. It's only Jews who try to waylay. There was a whole movement, that's the Tzedukim, who held that This was all wrong when it comes to Pesach. They always tried to get Pesach to fall out on Shabbos in order to be Mekayim the Pesach, to be Mocharat HaShabbat, which they held meant literally Shabbat, not Pesach, to bring the Omer. So they caused us a lot of problems with Kiddush HaChodesh, trying to work out that the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan should come out so that Pesach would be a Shabbos. Therefore, we take plasters along. You're looking pretty good this morning, Rich.
Mostly tired.
Yeah, you're tired, but you're up.
Well,
you got your respirator going.
I got it going, but I took it off in the middle of the night.
No, that's why you were up till half of this year. You would have had it the whole night, be up there though.
This basically the city of Chavez.
No, no, oh, here. Yeah. For Kiddush HaChodesh.
Huh? Just people coming from anywhere.
Wait a minute. This is three. Wherever for Abba. This is three. Yeah, anywhere. As long as you can get there within the time necessary for Besdin to.
Three people coming anywhere from
anywhere. Anywhere. Yeah. I mean, if you listen, if you know how to operate, you know, maybe you could come even further. Hadron alach arba'a roshei shanim. Wow, this is a big moment. Im enan makirinoto. Now, generally, Besdin doesn't have to know who a witness is. Normally, you have a cheskat kashrut, you walk into court, we assume you're a decent fellow. But as we'll see, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, we don't trust nobody. And therefore, we have to have character witnesses who know who this guy is. And so therefore, Mishalchini Moacher Lehaido, the Besdin sends along someone who will be made that this person is a kosher witness for Kiddush HaChodesh. Now the truth is, it used to be, in the old days when you could trust somebody, they would accept the testimony from anybody that showed up there. But after the Talmidim of Tzadok and Baitos messed things up to try to get Rosh Chodesh on a different day than it was meant to be, they made a takana that you can only be mekabel witnesses that are known to the Beit Din or that another Beit Din will certify. So, says the Gemara, when it says, when saying my acher, the mashma'ut is even one person. So that one person also comes along to be mechal Shabbos in order to be made. But what good is one person? V'chad mi me'eman? Will some one person be enough that to be made on this other guy? It says that there was a maisa that an aid came with Besdin on Shabbos to be made. He and the aidim that came with aidim, note the plural, that came with him to certify him. Omer Papa Acher doesn't mean another person. Acher means another pair. Don't you see that that's meaning in the Mishnah? Okinami mistabra. It's reasonable to read the Mishnah that way anyway. You lote ma'af. I mean, if you figure out some other approach, and acher means one person, wouldn't fit into the Mishnah. Because then it says, iminan makirin oto. If Besdin doesn't know him, what do you mean Besdin doesn't know him? My oto. I mean, ilam oto means him, literally, chad. One person, chad bi nehema. Would we accept one person's testimony for Kiddush HaChodesh? Is Kiddush HaChodesh not called Mishpat Chok LeYisraelu, Mishpat Elokei Yaakov? That's Bakeser. Now, by Oto, obviously what it says, it means Besdin doesn't know the pair. Oto Hazug. What's the matter, Abba? It's not interesting enough to sugya. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Suppose, basically, you needed to sleep at this hour. Hokinami, my acher, I'm giving him such a hard time lately. It's okay, I've been empowered by the powers that be. They give it to you over the head. I won't say who the powers that be are, but there's all kinds of powers that be in a man's life, right? My acher, zug acher. Means obviously, here too it means another zug, not another person. Wait. You're saying one person isn't them? I'm here for Eidus HaChodesh. V'atanya ma'aseh b'Rabbi Nuroi, shalach Eitzel, ha'eid la'id alav b'shabbat b'usha. Rabbi Nuroi went along with somebody, and he testified that this guy is a kosher witness, and apparently as a single person that was sufficient. No. It only mentions Rabbi Nuroi. Rabbi Nuroi had another witness that was with him. But we're not going to mention another witness. I mean, the Maisa is because a great man like Rabbi Nuroi went. Obviously, there was another guy there. We don't have to mention every time the canary. We're mentioning only the Chashivas over here. So Rabbi Nuroi, you shouldn't quote us, Rabbi Nuroi. Low kosher, I'm going to mention the other guy together. Story with Rabbi Nuroi and Joe Shlomo went together. That's not the way to say over the Maisa. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi says, no, you don't need that. Rabbi Nuroi knew that there was a guy in Usha who actually also knew this gentleman. So he was going to Usha with this witness so that in Usha he would team up with the other guy who knew him from the Altstadt, the Altaheim, and then together they would be two people. The also Rabbi Nuroi, let's taruf about it. See, Achim Ayla Memras, what's the finish? I mean, I understand. No, Ma'ad Tema. Shabbat, there is a chiddush. Why does it say it this way? See, but the way I'm learning, says Rav Ashi, is that it's bedafka going out of its way to say there's only one person. That's a chiddush. That's what? No. The chiddush wasn't with somebody there. That's not a chiddush. Still a chiddush. Because how do you know when you get there that you're going to be able? Maybe not home. You're so sure that he's going to be mitzarif with you. So that's a chiddush. That even though it's a suffix, you still can go. When Ula came, we had this Maisa, that he said that they made the Rosh Chodesh in the Eretz Yisrael, and I'm telling you. Omer says, well, you can't believe it. It's only one person. I thought you'd believe two people. Omer of Kana, you do believe one person. And don't think it's because Ula is such a great man, therefore we believe him. Lomi by Ula the Gabarabu the Mehmet. Afilu inish de Almanami Mehmet. There's a total, comparing two issues. To be made on the Chodesh is not the same thing to be made about the fact that Beis Din made it Rosh Chodesh. Any idiot that comes along and says, Beis Din made it Rosh Chodesh is believed. Why? Because anybody can find out with a simple telephone call if he's lying. Right? So nobody's going to do that. So in another week, there's going to be other people that come and say, this guy made up those, the compromise. And then they'll lynch him. So therefore, a miko milta davida like people do not lie about something that is going to be known in a short time. Tanya namiyachi ba'echa nisofa olam v'yomar kichu beidinat achodesh. Somebody comes along from wherever, Timbuktu, and he tells you nobody knows of what. It doesn't matter. We accept what he says. Ne'eman. In the good old days, we didn't need testimony, character witnesses. We could trust a Jew that he's telling the truth. But then came along a baitusim. What's that referring to? Well, we found out, you wouldn't believe. They once wanted to get the chachamim to make Rosh Chodesh a day earlier in order that Pesach should fall out on Shabbat so that Mimochorat HaShabbat, when they bring the Omer, it should be Kehalacha. So what they do, they hire two guys and they paid 400 zuz for these two guys to go with the claim that they saw the moon. Fine. They didn't know that Echad Mishalono, one of these was our man. This is our man in the master. Mishalayim, the double agent. Zechad Mishalano, Zechad Mishalayim. Okay, Shalayim comes into Beis Din, he tells them all. Witness, okay, very good. Call in the next guy. This guy walks in. So Amar lo, okay, what'd you see? Kate said, Reita, et alavana. You have to explain exactly how you saw it, what, how many degrees was it above the horizon, to the east, to the north, to the south of the sun. So explain to us. Oh, he says, this was an amazing story. I was coming up in Ma'ale Adumim, and there I see that moon, baby. There he was, bent down right between two big rocks. Head looked just like an eagle, but his ears looked exactly like a gadi. He had these big horns on his head that actually made him look like a deer. And then his tail he had between his legs. Wow, I took one look at that.
After that, I had another drink.
And then I looked at him, and my God, I got such a start that in the entirety I fell backwards for a popular korai. And if you don't believe this story, I got $200 in my pocket to prove it. The may not tell mommy namely. Here's Matayim Zuz, extremely beside me. I got $200 to prove it. Now you better believe the story. They said so. So why'd you take the money? I said, you intended to come here and tell a lie. Now you decide to be a good boy. Means kika chalaka. Shamati should be true by Tusimatotachachamim. Listen, there were guys going around the bars at night asking who wants to make $200. Fast, all you got to do is give this testimony. Mm-hmm. So I saw what was going on. Amartis, I said, okay, you know what? I am going to be a double agent. Elechani vodialehem. Because how about if they get another guy who actually goes through with it, and then he's going to lie? So I'll go. Maybe a guy that's not trustworthy will go take the money and he'll actually fool you. So they said, so you're a good boy. We do hereby give you those $200 to be for your own birthday cake. Why? Because Efka bez an Efka. Even though you didn't do the job you were hired for, so really you should be giving the money back to the guy. But we're mafka the money, we give it to you. And the guy that hired you, put him on the rack. Yimatach al amud. Let's beat him up. Botasha aikin. And when they saw how bad things had gotten, that they're already willing to hire people, they said, okay, lo yu mekablin el amin amakirin. That was the story that triggered the change in which we only accept people that we know to give us the information for Kiddush HaChodesh. What do you say we do a nice review? Huh? And we haven't seen this also again in its whole beauty. My gosh, but I alil lishadamigli who am Rabbi Abel Amar Kraim Rot Hashem Amarota Orot Kesef Tzaruv Ba'alil La'aretz Bezukak Shivatayim Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Tarvayil Amri Chamishim Sharedina Nivru Ba'ilon Nekulam Dito Lomay Shekosar Achad Shememar Vatachzreu Mi'at Be'elohim Bikesh Kehelet Litzot Divrei Chefetz Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Bikesh Kehelet Liyot Kemoshe Yatzta Bat Kol Ve'amra Lo Tov Yoshe Divrei Emet Lo kam naviot b'Yisrael k'moshe. V'chal amar, v'neviim lo kam, v'melochim kam, elamani mekayim b'kesh k'ot l'mtzot divrei chayfetz. B'kesh k'ot l'dun dinim sh'balev, sh'lo b'edim, sh'lo b'atraha, yatzta batko v'amra lo, v'chatu v'yosher divrei emet, apishnayim edim o apishlosha edim. Ma'aseh sh'avru yoter mi'arba'im zuv. V'ikvan Rabbi Akiva, Tanya Rakichas v'sholem Rabbi Akiva ikvan. It was that Shizpar guy, the mayor of Gader ikvan. V'sholach Rabbi Gamliel v'oridu migdulato. Avu b'no sholu v'tachodesh. Yochu. Lo shemitztarfim zeim ze. Evashim yipasel achat v'imtztarif ha'shni macher. Rabbi Shimon omeno, the Avu b'no, even in any krovim, are k'sherim leiris ha'chodesh. Om Rabbi Yossi, well, that's what they thought with the case of Tuvi Arofe. Shirat HaKodesh Birushalayim Huv, no, Vavdom Shukrar. And indeed, the Kohanim there in the Bezim were Mekabal HaTovet, but no, like you. Pasulat Avdo. But then, Kishubal Ibnei HaBeidin HaGadol, they were Mekabal HaTovet Avdo, and they Pasul HaBeno. So you see that Allah is not like you. Om Rabbi Levi, my time in Rabbi Shimon, Dechtiva, Yom Rabbi Shimon, Moshe, V'yal Aharon, Rishi. Ve'al Aharon, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Le'mor, HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem Eidut Zu Tekshera even with two brothers Kachem Rabbanan doesn't mean that it means Eidut Zu Tehi Misura Lachem Om Rabbi Yozim Ma'aseh Betuvia HaRofe Om Rav Chana Barova Hilchata Rabbi Shimon Om Le'Ravanu Rav Chana Barova Hilchata Rabbi Shimon we get off saying such a thing we have Rabbi Yossi and the Maisa with the best that Ve'ad Amri Hilchata Rabbi Shimon Om Le'Ravanu what do you mean as even Sagin Amri to come in a Rav Hilchata Rabbi Shimon V'lo Om Le'Ravanu V'lo Midi he was perfectly happy Om Le'Ravanu Hechitanita Om Le'Ravanu Yipcha well Mishum Alchi Lo Om Le'Ravanu V'lo Midi Om Le'Ravanu Tavi Breda Moritovi Om Le'Ravanu Marukva Om Le'Ravanu Shmuel Hilchata Rabbi Shimon Eloin Atzuri. I'm a sachek bekuvim alavi beribis mafriche yonim sochrit shvias ve'avadim. Zak la kol yudushen in shakshira la afhein in akshirin la. Ha isha kshirin la afhein kshirin la. Om Ravashi. Oh, from here we have a raya that Gazlan and Ibrahim are as kosher for edut isha. Mi shirat ha-chodeshin ha-chol ha-alef, molekin ha-to ha-lach-amor, afilo be-bita, v'im tzodelem, lo kibiyadam b'lak maklot, v'im baita derech ha-choka, lo kibiyadam mizonot, sh'am ha-alech laila v'yom ha-chalim ta-shabat, v'yotz'im le-edut ha-chodesh. Sh'am ha-eleh mo'adei ha-shem, asher tikro'u otam b'mo'adam. Im einan makirin ha-to, m'shachinim mo'echad le-ha-gidah. V'rishona im mekablim edut ha-chodesh b'kol adam, but Mishikir Kalua by the same, it kino, shaloyu, mekablin, ela mina makirin, usually when it says meaning, they change it because they don't like the implication that Christians are making problems. My acher, chad, chad minahem, atanya maaseh, shabau hu veidavimo, vaira lavam rafapa, no acher is min echad acher, it means zug acher. Okay, I mean starbri, lote bahaki. When it says, what do you think oto means? One person? Mi me'eman, one person that mishpat, and therefore requires al pishnei edim? Elamai oto must mean that the zug. So when it says acher, it means they also zug, zug acher. V'chad lo me'eman, v'atanya ma'aseh b'rebi nuroi, sh'olach etzo la'ed la'id alav, v'shabat b'usha. Well, it's because Rabbi Naroi was really two guys. That's how I understand it. It's not that we believe him only because it's Ula. Because it's a Gavarama the man. A few inish the Alma man, my timer. Kol milta, tavida la geluye, lo mishakri ba inche. Tanya nami achi, bo acher afilu besofo olam, meomai kitchu beitin et achonesh, neman. Rishonah, you mekabli neitu et achonesh mikol adam. Tanya rabona, ma kilku kilku la baitusim. Pa'am achat bichu baitusim na atot et achachamim. Sachru shnei bnei adam, be'arba meyodzuz. Echad mishalanu ve'echad mishalahem. Shalahem ehine edu tovi atzah. Shalanu amru lo, nu, emor keitzad ra'ita talabana. Amar lahem, oh, you're not going to believe this, guys. Ole ha'iti b'ma'ala adumim, v'ritiv shuravutz ben shnei slayim, rosho domel ha'egal, o znav domel ha'gdi, karnav domot ha'tzvi, znavo munachat l'ben yerchotav, ha'itzatzti bo, it's a dragon, v'irtarti v'nafalti v'achorai, v'imin atem ma'amihim li, harim atayim zuz tzorim li b'sadini. Amulei, okay, v'itzat, niski kachalakach. Listen, shamati shepikshu baitusim ha'atot ha'chachamim. Amati, elech ani vodileh, shameyavo b'nei adam shenam muganim, v'yatu et ha'chachamim. Amru lo, if that's the case, my son, matayim zuz netunim lecha b'matana, v'asochacha, imatach ala amud, putasha itkino, shalo yu mekablim, elo min ha'makirin.